Good morning, everyone. Today is the 30th of June, Thursday morning, and Mark is going to be reading out of the Authorized King James Version of the Bible today, the 8th chapter of the 8th chapter of Proverbs, and there may be those that disagree with me on this, but I actually believe that the 8th chapter of Proverbs is an allegory of Jesus Christ. It's speaking of Christ. It has to be because of some of the words like it in the 8th verse where it says, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There's nothing forward or perverse in them. Well, we know there's no man that is able to state that about themselves. So with that, I'll turn this over to Mark, and as you listen to him talk about this particular chapter, listen to it from the context that it is Christ speaking about himself.
Does not wisdom cry in understanding, put forth her voice? She standeth at the top of high places by the way and places of the pass, she crieth at the gates. To enter into the city, to come in at the doors, unto you, O men, I call, my voice is the sons of man. O you simple, understand wisdom, and you fools, be ye of understanding heart, hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and opening of my lips shall be right things. For a mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There's nothing froward or perverse in them, they are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver and knowledge, rather than choice gold, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that we desire are not to be compared to it. I wish to dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. I mean, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold. My revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of paths from judgment, that I may cause those who love me to inherit its substance. I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, beginning or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains bound with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, or the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, the point of the foundation of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him, when I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. Rejoice in the habitable part of his earth, and my life were with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken to me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways, hear instruction, be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors, who shall find me, find life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All that hate me love death.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Yeah.